بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الأكل مما يليه ووعظه وتأديبه من يسيء أكله. This chapter is on eating food that is closest to a person, and also advising the person and instructing the person and teaching that person who does not have etiquettes. عن عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنه قال كنت غلاما في حجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكانت يدي تطيش في الصحفة فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غلام سم الله تعالى وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك متفق عليه. This hadith came previously where Hazrat Umar bin Abi Salama رضي الله عنه says that I was in the lap of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we were eating, and my hand was moving around the entire plate. And Rasulullah sallam then told me, "O youngster, say Bismillah when you're eating, eat with the right hand, and eat from the side of the plate which is closest to you." In other words, you don't stretch your hand onto the other side of the plate, especially when we are eating, sharing from one plate. So each person will eat from the side of the plate which is closest to him. And this Sahabi, Umar bin Abi Salama, radiallahu anhu, at that time, was a little boy, a small child. And he was sitting on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like a little child, they don't eat from one side, they eat from everywhere. So Rasulullah taught him, even though he was a little boy, but he taught him the etiquettes of eating from childhood. And this is what we're supposed to be doing with our children, grandchildren. Teach them, say Bismillah, eat with your right hand. So from small, if the person is eating with the right hand and eating with his fingers, then he'll grow up in that way. But from small, if the person is eating with the left hand or eating with the spoon, I mean with the fork or the spoon, and not eating with his fingers, then he'll find it very difficult then to change over and eat with his fingers. So Rasulullah SAW tells the little youngster that eat, say Bismillah, eat from the right hand and eat from the section which is close, or that side of the plate which is closest to you. باب النهي عن القران بين تمرتين ونحوهما اذا اكل جماعه الا باذن رفقته. This chapter is on the prohibition of eating two dates or something like that together without the permission of others when eating in a group. عن جبل بن سحيم قال اصابنا عام سنه مع ابن الزبير رضي الله تعالى فرزقنا تمرا وكان عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه يمر بنا ونحن ناكل فيقول لا تقارنوا فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن القران ثم يقول إلا أن يستأذن الرجل أخاه متفق عليه. So here this Tabi'i says that it was drought, we were afflicted with drought during the Khilafah of Abdullah bin Zubair رضي الله تعالى, and we were given some dates to eat. He says Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه goes by whilst we were eating those dates, and then he told us لا تقارنوا, do not eat two at the same time, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this from eating two dates at one time. Then he said, except إِلَّا أَن يَسْتَأْذِنَ الرَّجُلُ أَخَاهُ, that a person seeks permission from his brother. What is meant by this is, sometime we're going to a certain person's house and he offers us dates. So say we are 10 in a group and he brings a platter of dates. So each person is expected to take one date each. See, suppose somebody took a date and then it was your turn and you do two dates, and the host had brought exactly 10 dates and there were 10 people. Now you took two dates, what's going to happen? When it comes to the 10th person, there will be no more dates left. It will be embarrassing for him, embarrassing for the host. Therefore, Rasulullah says that take one date at a time. If there's anything left behind, extra surplus, and then you are taking the date, that's okay. Or if there is some surplus left, you take permission from your saathis, from the people who are with you. Can I take an extra date? And if they give permission, then you take. Otherwise, take only what is your share, and your share is one date each. So whether it's a date, whether it's some sweet or chocolate, whatever it may be, take only one. Do not combine two together, for the reason being that one person may get left out. And also it shows a bit of greed from the side of the person that he has taken to. Many times we find there's a nikah and they are giving chocolates or some dates. So a person will take one for himself, will take one for his grandfather, one for his grandmother, and he's filling his pockets with all this. This is incorrect. We should not be greedy. There may be just sufficient amount for the people. So take your one date, unless there's some surplus extra and they've got extra to give out, or you take permission from the person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir wa da'wah. Alhamdulillah.